Governor?
Yes, sir.
How are you getting along?
Well, kind of rough down here.
Well, it's rough everywhere, but...
I'm having a hard time here.
Well, we got two votes today. We had 414 to nothing in the House on the Vietnam resolution and 88-2 in the Senate.
Well, that's wonderful. I've got a little part of this country and you've got all of it and most of the world.
I want to talk to you. Have you got a pencil there?
Yes.
The Federal District Court last night issued an order requiring the school district to transfer Negroes to high school in the 11th and 12th grades upon their application at St. Helena Parish.
Yes, sir, I was aware of that order.
The application, they tell me, will be made on the 13th and 14th and must be acted on by the 15th. School begins the 17th.
Yes.
Now that the district court has decreed that there must be desegregation, and I think that's a specific direction of the Fifth Circuit Court, the question is, how that order is complied with. Now, the judge informs us that the counsel for the school district, the attorney general, Jack Gramillion, is it?
Jack Gramillion. He was there in the office that day. We came to see
him. Yeah, I remember. He agreed to the issuance of the order.
Yes,
they tell me the local police force consists of a sheriff and two or three deputies, and that they've had some core workers in that parish and voter registration, and they haven't been harmed or harassed. But despite this, there's some feeling that area being on the border there, and there might be some trouble when the schools are desegregated, not from particularly from school authorities, but could be from outsiders. Our information is, very confidentially, that there's a good deal of this group that's been operating in Georgia and Mississippi these last few days, the Klan people in there. And
stronger up that part of the state than anywhere.
We got some FBI people that are infiltrated, and they say they're pretty strong. Now, we feel that law and order ought to be maintained, and
We do, too, Mr. President, and we believe it will be. Now, I talked with the Attorney General this morning, and he feels like that, this again is confidential, that federal court was as lenient as they possibly could be, and we feel confident that there won't be any violence up there.
Well, I know the state is as anxious to keep federal troops out as we are, and I certainly don't want them to come in, but if the state is willing to guarantee law and order, I sure don't want to. I want to work through the state and.
Well, we certainly hope that you'll give us an opportunity to preserve it, because we propose to do it.
Fine.
We propose trying to state over to anarchy.
Well,
any group for that.
Well, I knew that was the way you felt, but I thought that there are a good many persuasive points that I might make to you as question. I think that if you could give us that assurance and make a statement, then we haven't had troops go in to interfere in a high school operation since Little Rock, 56, and we thought that was very bad at that time, as you remember, and I have had FBI in Mississippi and in Georgia and in Harlem, but I have them go and report to the governor, and he turns them over. He works with the state police, and they all work together just like they're one outfit, and I don't like to be sending these troops, and I think if you could assure us or tell me that you don't want any federal troops in there, and that and it's not necessary from the state and local authorities that you guarantee adequate personnel, then I think that'll kind of take care of us. Now, you can say to your own people there, our records here show that practically every southern state has affected integration without the need of federal troops. Alabama has, Georgia has, Florida has, Texas, South Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana itself. The last time federal troops were necessary to desegregate a high school was in Little Rock, 56. Now, if you could issue a statement saying that without regard to whether you approve the order or not, that hadn't got anything to do with it, it's going to be law and order in Louisiana as long as you're governor, I think that'd have a powerful impact on the situation, and it would serve to keep these hoodlums and terrorists from outside of the state from moving in to stir up this situation. Dick Russell made an awful good statement, and I believe Senator Ellender. I'm not positive, but...
Our situation, we don't think, has become explosive here yet. It hasn't got that critical.
Might be well if you talk to the sheriff up there and let him know how you feel. Very confidential. We've got some of the law enforcement officers involved in this Mississippi thing, we're afraid. And might be you could give a little leadership to him. I don't know how he feels. But I don't want to be talking to him. The only one I want to talk to is the governor. I want to assure him of my desire and my willingness to cooperate completely with him in every aspect of the problem, as long as he can assure me that law and order will be maintained, because my duty to enforce these orders, if I don't, and I want the local people to handle them, and I know and believe that you can and will.
We're certainly going to attempt to, Mr. President. I see we're just as anxious as you are to prevent any repetition of what happened over Mississippi.
Yeah.
We just don't believe anything like that's going to happen in our state. And we don't think that we've got quite the situation here that they have in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing everything we can, as I see, to keep our boiling point awfully high. And we just don't anticipate anything.
Well, now, would you mind, would you feel liberty to kind of talk to those local folks up there and be prepared?
Well, I talked to our Attorney General earlier this morning. He called me and gave me the details of the order, and he thought that it was, frankly, about as soft as we could possibly expect out of the federal court.
Yeah.
And he really felt like that we had gained such a thing as that, gained some kind of a victory about it by the type of order that was issued.
Yeah.
He told me that the people in St. Helena, the school people, felt the same way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we really don't expect any explosive situation there up there in St. Helena.
And
in view of the way the order is written, I think the early grade thing would be what would really cause us serious trouble here if we started that immediately.
And if there is, you're prepared and we'll handle it.
Yes, sir. We're prepared to preserve law and order even to call out our guard. We're not going to allow anything to happen here where it just gets out of hand.
I'm going home for the weekend, and I'll just leave it that way. And if anything develops that changes it in any way, you just pick up the phone and call me, and we'll just treat these things confidential and work closely together. And anything I can do to make your life any easier, I won't do it, because I know you got enough problems.
It's really a hard job down
I know it.
I know it,
but I'm not going to do any more than I have to.
Suppose that I keep the fact that you call me more or less to ourselves?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I don't think there's anything to be gained. On the other hand, I wouldn't object. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I want you to know as long.
What I'll do, I'll just go off and let someone ask me directly. If they do, of course, I'll have to tell them.
Yeah. Well, I won't say. I won't say a word about it, and if anything did come.
It'd be as if you were concerned about violence up there, and of course, as you of course have a duty to be. And I assure you that we felt like we could take care of it, and we were just as anxious to prevent violence as you were.
That's right.
We wanted to see that the best we could, and we felt we could, with our state police, necessarily our guards, keep down violence. I think we can prevent.
That's fine. Well, I won't say a thing about it, and you don't either. And if anybody should raise a question, we both just agree that I ask you to just issue a statement that you're going to be, this court's done this, and that you're going to be able to look after yourself, and we won't do anything. We'll hear from you.
If there's anything in the world that you know that we can do or you can do now that this order's been issued, keep those core representatives out of that now, it sure would make the situation better. The outside is what really stirs them up.
Yep.
And I think you're aware of that.
Yeah, I sure do.
They would stay out of there, and from now on, since they've accomplished their school desegregation order, if they would leave that thing alone, that sure would be a lot easier for them.
Yeah.
But I don't fear really for any real harm to the local Negroes. The harm I'm afraid of, the most likely place that should occur would be to the outsiders coming in there now. I just pass it on to you, and I'm sure you perhaps aware of it as I am.
I sure am, Governor, and I'll work with you, and we'll just leave it this way unless something develops that gets out of hand, and you let me know.
All right, Mr.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.